Dottie, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
Let's talk about your journey through cancer. When were you first diagnosed?
Well, I was first diagnosed back in 1956.
56? That's a long
57.
Time. 57. Yeah.
And went through a little bit of a rough time then because I had two babies at home. And that made it real rough.
Talk about that struggle that you had.
I was taken. One thing I want to say, if you see a lump or anything on your body, by all means, go have it checked. I had small lump at the side of my neck, and I found out that that lung was cancerous, and it had gone, my voice box and everything. And I wasn't able to talk after surgery. And thank God, I'm still talking.
Yeah. What was the, tell us about your treatment process. What did you go through?
Well, my treatment really, the treatment was my own doings, comings and goings, and medication, close doctor support, and anytime I had a question, I was able to ask him. I wasn't confined to a hospital or a cancer unit. I fought it on my own.
And did you have any reoccurrences?
No reoccurrences, per se, on the part that was done, but I developed cancer someplace else.
Okay.
And I have had it three different places, and I managed to, with a lot of prayer, and I've come through them.
Yeah, you're here. You are standing strong.
I'm standing strong.
Thanks to the grace of God, right?
Amen.
Yeah. Tell us, what was there? Did the treatment over the years? You've had a long history with this. Did the treatment change over the years, or?
No, I don't think so. Because I can't, the treatment was living life.
Mm-hmm.
That was my own treatment, only treatment I had was living life. I didn't have to go to a doctor all the time, but yet the I had regular checkups, of course,
mm-hmm.
and I just do what the doctor says. I know my limitations, and even though they're getting better, but I still, it never fails to go back somewhere in my past that makes me weak, but I get strong overnight.
And of course, like you say, just through the grace of God and through prayer and just relying on Him is the best medicine, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Tell us about your Relay for Life team. What's it called?
Carlene B. Miller team. Carlene was my cousin. My dad, my father, and their mother were brother and sister.
Okay.
And when they asked me to be on the team, I was just cloud nine.
Yeah. Tell us about some of the things that your team does.
Oh, we go for all kinds of, like, things for trivia. We have sales, backyard sales, collect metal. I can't name everything, yeah, but we go and have pancake for
breakfast and that
Applebee's.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We serve there. I love that.
Yeah. Do you have any fundraising events coming up soon?
This coming Saturday, we have trivia.
Mm-hmm.
It's at
Cedar Creek.
Yes, yep. That's it.
Okay.
Can't never think of it since it changed its name.
Okay. Thanks for being with us today.
It was my pleasure.